Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, broadcasting from an undisclosed location. On this Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, we're doing pancake trivia. Now remember, here's how this is working. We are doing pancake trivia. If you answer a question correctly, you go into a competition to win. I'm getting messages now. Have you ever tried to read and do a radio show at the same time? It's like walking and chewing bubblegum at the same time. In any event, if you answer one of the pancake trivia questions correctly, today and tomorrow, you will go in to a competition, a drawing, to win a pair of tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Day, which is Saturday at Tri Rivers. Now, you'll need to pick those up at the studio Friday at 10 o'clock. Now, here's the caveat. If you want them delivered, Adam will deliver them. But we're going to have five winners. So Adam might be driving all over Marion on Friday. So if you live way out, I don't know. You'll have to talk to Adam about that. So, let's get back to the competition. And remember, please don't overwhelm the phone lines, because if the phone lines crash, then we're really in trouble. Okay, here we go. The question we had before we went to break. What is the record for the number of times a pancake was flipped in 5 minutes? 740-751-4038. 63rd Annual Marion Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day. Tri Rivers Career Center, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Saturday, March the 12th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., $5 per adult, kids 4 and under for free, $6 at the door, no refunds, all you can eat. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's 349.
349. All right, let's take a look here. That is right. Okay, we got you. You must want some pancakes, Brenda.
I sure do.
All right, thanks for playing along. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Brenda, out there looking for the pancakes. Okay. How many days before Easter Sunday does Shrove Tuesday fall? How about that? How many days before Easter Sunday does Shrove Tuesday fall? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? We've got Sharon, Lee, Roger, and Brenda in twice. Five big winners to be announced tomorrow morning. All right. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
32?
But 32 or 42? Not 42, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not 42. How many days before Easter Sunday does Shrove Tuesday fall? Go ahead, caller.
Not 43.
Three?
Yeah.
Not three. not three, how many days before Easter Sunday does Shrove Tuesday fall? 740-751-4038. A chance to get in on Kiwanis Pancake Day. The drawing happens tomorrow, 9:55 a.m. Pick your tickets up on Friday at 10 a.m. or Adam will deliver them. And if Adam comes to your house, brace yourself. How many days before Easter Sunday does Shrove Tuesday fall? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
47.
47. You have got it right. Now, did you look that up or did you just know it?
I looked it up.
You looked it up. Who do we have on the line?
Brenda Tackett.
Brenda? Oh, we got two Brendas in. All right, Brenda, we got you. Thank you for being out there.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Brenda Tackett gets in 47 days. So now we've got Brenda Tackett. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I just let you know, Scott, that Carolyn's going to be playing out there.
Oh, she's going to be playing on Saturday?
Yeah, about 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning till about 8? Oh, well, that'll be a lot of fun. What kind of... Has she picked out her music yet?
I don't... Have you picked out your music, Carolyn? Yeah, she's got it picked out, so...
Oh, well, that'll be good. Have you guys got your tickets yet?
Yeah, we have, Scott.
Oh, good. Well, how are things with you?
Well, things are going pretty good, Scott. Carolyn's... She gets wore out easy, tired a lot, but... We keep going along.
That's good to hear. How are things sounding over the radio this morning?
You guys are sounding nice and clear.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that that Carolyn will be out there on Saturday morning.
Yes, she'll be the first set of entertainment.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, John.
Okay, Scott. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, remember, Carolyn did our Christmas music on Christmas Eve morning. Played live in studio for us. That was a lot of fun. Carolyn Heimlich. Carolyn and John Heimlich. Good people. So we've got Brenda Tackett. Brenda... You know, I'm not sure other Brenda's name. We've got Brenda's and Judy's around here. No Judy's in the competition yet so far. Sharon in, Lee in, Roger in. Next question. How many eggs are consumed on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom? Now, I'll tell you, it's in millions. Millions. How many million? How many eggs are consumed on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom in millions? One day. Those Brits like their eggs. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, we've got the alternate number here because we are not in the studio today. But you got to listen tomorrow because that's when the drawing will happen. Go ahead, caller. How many? Not 10. Good guess. Not 10 million. How many eggs are consumed on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom? Now, this is in millions. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. How many eggs are consumed on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom in millions? A lot of eggs. The incredible edible egg. Go ahead, caller.
It's a 52.
52 million eggs. Boy, that's a lot of eggs, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, Brenda, what's your last name?
Griffith.
All right, so we got Brenda Griffith and Brenda Tackett in. Okay, thanks, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we've got Brenda Griffith and Brenda Tackett. Okay. 52 million eggs consumed on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom. 24 minutes past the hour here. All right. Well, this is kind of interesting, considering it's kind of snowing out there, spitting snow this morning. On a cold morning, people used to cook what into their pancakes to make them extra fluffy? Does anybody know that? 740-751-4038. On a cold morning, what did people used to cook into their pancakes to make them extra fluffy? 740-751-4038. Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith in three times, Brenda Tackett. All right. Go ahead, caller. Not cornstarch, but that's a good guess.
That's what I do.
Not cornstarch. Go ahead, caller.
How about hot milk?
Not hot milk. Good guess. A lot of good cooks out here. Not hot milk. What did people used to cook into their pancakes on a cold morning to make them extra fluffy? 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Confectionary sugar.
Not confectionary sugar. Go ahead, caller.
Baking powder.
Not baking powder. Not confectionery sugar, not baking powder. What did people used to cook into their pancakes on a cold morning to make them extra fluffy? Oop, we lost that one. If that was you, call back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Baking powder?
Not baking powder. Good guess.
Okay.
Not baking powder. What did people used to cook into their pancakes to make them extra fluffy on a cold winter's morning? All the bakers out there is who we need. Go ahead, caller.
Baking soda.
Not baking soda, but a good guess. Not baking soda. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be like yeast or something?
Not yeast. Go ahead, caller.
Cold water or cold...
What was that?
Cold water or cold milk?
Not cold water or milk. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Must have lost that one. Not cold water or milk. On a cold winter's morning, what did people used to put into their pancakes to make them extra fluffy. 740-751-4038. Remember, don't overwhelm the lines. Go ahead, caller.
How about egg whites?
Not egg whites. No egg whites on the list. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going egg whites.
Not egg whites. Oh. Go ahead, caller. Well, let's see here if we're having an issue with the phone. Let me see if I can get the phone back in shape here. Okay. Okay, I think we're okay. Go ahead, caller.
Egg yolks?
Not egg yolks. Good guess, though. Not egg yolks. Now remember, don't overwhelm the phone lines. Try to be careful with that. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Not coffee. Not coffee. 30 minutes past the hour here. What did people used to put into their pancakes on a cold winter morning to make them fluffy? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about, I don't think this would do it. I think this would make it happy. How about lard?
Not lard. Not lard. What a question we've got here. 30 minutes past the hour. On a cold winter morning, what did people used to put in their pancakes to make them extra fluffy? Go ahead, caller.
Snow,
you've got it, which is a little different than water. All right. Is this Janet?
It is.
How you doing, Janet?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Why don't you let Nate, if you don't get enough contestants, give away some of these to enter your contest tonight, too?
Well, we might do that. We'll see how that goes. If I can get him to him, I will.
Well, he doesn't necessarily have to have the tickets. He can just take names.
I'll have to converse with him today and see what we can work out.
And the show with no name could do it all.
That's right. They need something to give away.
There you go.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. It was snow. Absolutely. Can you imagine that? Which, you know, water was close. But water and snow, I think, are two different things. Next pancake question. So we've got Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith, Brenda Tackett, Janet. Okay. Why are pancakes traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday? Does anybody know that? Now, this is very interesting. This answer. This might be one of those more difficult answers, but I like that. You know, it's fun to go blow through the trivia, but it's also fun to learn things. And I just learned something by the answer to this trivia question. Why are pancakes traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Why are pancakes traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday? Does anybody know? Some of us do this. Why do we do it? Go ahead, caller. Not the last chance to eat it before the 40 days, but close. not the last chance to eat them before the 40 days, but Lent does begin. But that's not really the answer, which is kind of interesting. That's what I would have thought it would have been. That's what I would have thunk. Why are pancakes traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday? Why do we eat pancakes on Shrove Tuesday? 740-751-4038. Well, thought I had we had a call coming in there. 34 minutes past the hour. Now remember, we're going to take entrance today and tomorrow. And at 9:55 tomorrow, we'll draw five big winners to go to Pancake Day. And you can pick those up at the studio on Friday at 10 o'clock after the pastor show, 10 a.m. Go ahead, caller. Yeah, it is, but what kind of food are you using up? There's a particular food that kind of goes with pancakes. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now we're getting there. Why are pancakes traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday? Now, it's because it's before Lent, and you're using up a certain kind of food, I guess, that you have left. Go ahead, caller.
Use up the fat.
The fat, yeah. And do you know what other food they use? I'll give you that one, but do you know what other food they're using?
I would assume it's flour or grains.
But... not flour, eggs, oddly enough.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Janet.
Goodbye.
All right. Janet got in again. It's to use up the eggs and the fat. Go ahead, caller.
Using up the rich foods.
Not the rich. It's eggs and fat. Thank you, though.
No.
The eggs and the fat. Okay. Which day follows Shrove Tuesday? Now, this should be an easier question. 36 minutes past the hour. Which day follows Shrove Tuesday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith, Brenda Tackett, Janet. Go ahead, caller.
Wednesday.
What's that?
Ash Wednesday.
You got it. How you doing out there this morning, Trish?
Oh, okay.
I knew you'd get in. You having any pancakes and eggs this morning?
Maybe I will. After all this.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Do you like to go over to Pancake Day?
Haven't been in a while since my granddaughter grew up, because she used to perform with Martha
Dowse
there.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we'll be rooting for you. Listen today and tomorrow, and we got five pairs of tickets to give away.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Trish gets in on Ash Wednesday. All right. In Iceland, the day is called, let's see, Doughy, well, this is a weird question. You know, I should do my homework before I start this show in the morning. I should show up for rehearsal. Let's see. In Iceland, the day is called Spring Dagger. Spring and Dagger. Which means what? Any guesses there? 740-751-4038. I guess this is what Fat Tuesday possibly is called in Iceland. In Iceland, The day is called Spring Dagger. Which means what? 740-751-4038. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like. 5 sets of tickets. Pairs of tickets. To Pancake Day, Saturday, will be given away tomorrow at 9:55 a.m. You can pick those up Friday at the studio at 10 a.m. or Adam will deliver those to you. All right. 39 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. In Iceland, the day is called Springindagger, which means what? What does Springindagger mean? And I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this. Go ahead, caller.
The first Thursday after April
18th? It actually has a meaning, but I think you're right. In Iceland, the day called Springindagger means what? I guess it has to do with all these holidays. Springindagger in Iceland. If we had people listening in Iceland, they would know all about this. In Iceland, the day called Springindagger means what? 741-4038. Old habits die hard. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
First day of summer?
Not the first day of summer. Go ahead, caller.
It means gives no rest to your diet. Salted meat with vegetables and yellow split pea soup.
No, but that's a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is that Bursting Day?
Bursting Day. Absolutely. Springindagger means Bursting Day. All right, Brenda. We got you in here again. Thank you, Brenda.
Bye.
Brenda Griffith gets in. It means Bursting Day. All right, next question. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour? There you go. Now try to guess. Don't Google that. If anybody gets this right off the bat, I'm going to know they Googled. Let's just try to guess this. The old-fashioned way, before computers. Give people a chance to get in this competition. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in 1 hour? 740-751-4038. We all know we can Google, but let's try to guess on this one. This is one where everybody can have a guess, and let's just see who gets it first. The record for the number of pancakes eaten in 1 hour. Go ahead, caller.
113?
Not 113. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
50.
Not 50. Go ahead, caller.
100?
Not 100. Now remember, don't overwhelm the phone lines here. We've done that before. And when the phone lines go down, then we got trouble. Okay. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in 1 hour? Go ahead, caller.
1,000.
Not 1,000, but that's quite a few. Go ahead, caller. Not 101. Good guess, though. Not 101. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in 1 hour? Don't Google. I don't know if anybody's super close yet. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
106?
Not 106, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
1,126.
Now, where'd you come up with that number? Well, that's a good number. I give you an A for effort this morning, but if you ate that many pancakes in an hour, you'd be at the hospital for probably 4 or 5 hours afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you. Not 1,100. Was it 76? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
70?
Not 70. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour? Go ahead, caller.
108.
Not 108. We're getting close. We're in the right neighborhood. In the right neighborhood, just not in the right driveway yet. All right, go ahead, caller. Not 750, but boy, that... Now, what's your record for eating pancakes?
In the right neighborhood,
10. 10? That's, yeah, I would say that's where I am. Good guess, though. Thank you. All right, here, let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
110.
Not 110. Not 110. The world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour. We're close. Keep thinking. 740-751-4038. Kiwanis pancake tickets on the line here. All righty. Well, thought we had a call there. If that was you, call on back. Don't forget, Glenn Coble, coming up from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we've got a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Show with No Name, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett, Nate Redman, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
116.
Not 116. Not 116. Now think about a human being. How many pancakes could they possibly eat in 60 minutes? That's what we're looking at here. Go ahead, caller.
1,000.
Not 1,000. Go ahead, caller.
956.
Not 956. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not real sure on that, Scott. Maybe.
What is it, caller?
75.
Not 75. Go ahead, caller.
76.
Not 76. I think some people are doing a little Googling. You know, it's always funny. Charlie and I used to talk. People get very impatient when they can't get the answer. What did people used to do? Go ahead, caller.
847.
Not 847. Good guess. Go ahead, caller. All right. Phone lines remain open, 740-751-4038. The world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour. That's what we're looking for. Some people are very close. I have the feeling a little Googling might have gone on. But, as I said, we used to talk around the station. People get impatient. And, you know, when I used to host a quickie quiz years ago, there was no internet. So you actually had to know the answer. Or be able to ask somebody who knew, you know, kind of like phone a friend, something like that. Now think, 60 minutes in an hour, we've had people come very, very close. We've had people come within two or three of the answer. But I'm going to make you get the answer just right, because we only have so many questions. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
66.
You're getting close. Good guess. 66 is definitely getting close. What is the world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour? 50 minutes past the hour. All right, 740-383-9944. We're giving away Kiwanis Pancake Day tickets, pairs of them, to be drawn tomorrow morning at 9:55 a.m., picked up Friday at 10 a.m. at the studio. Go ahead, caller.
82?
Not 82. Not 82. The world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour is how many? We're all getting very close. 740-383-9944. We're definitely in the neighborhood. We're just not pulling in the driveway as of yet. Go ahead, caller. 80's close. 80 is close, but no cigar at this point, as they say. The world record for the number of pancakes eaten in 1 hour. All right, what's the number? 740-751-4038. Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith, Brenda Tackett, Janet, Trish, all in. Go ahead, caller.
72?
Not 72. Not 72, but 72 is very, very close. Go ahead, caller.
81?
Not 81. 72 is closer than 81. I think we're about to pick this one off. 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller. How many? 73. Who do we got on the line?
Roger.
All right, Roger. We got you. Thank you. Roger walks away with it. The world record for the number of pancakes eaten in an hour is 73. 73 pancakes. Okay, here's another one. 53 minutes past the hour. Oh, you know, this is interesting because we did a fruitcake toss. You know, and people like to toss their pancakes up. in centimeters, what's the highest a pancake was ever tossed? And I'll, if you get within 10 of this, I'll give you the answer. In centimeters, what's the highest a pancake was ever tossed? I love to watch people toss pancakes on the griddle with the spatula. 740-751-4038. Remember the prize today? A pair of tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. We've got five pairs. We're going to do trivia again tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. And at 9:55, we'll draw five winners. And you can pick those up at the studio on Friday at 10 a.m. Or Adam will deliver them. 54 minutes past the hour. In centimeters, what's the highest a pancake was ever tossed? Go ahead, caller.
200?
Not 200. But if you get within 10, I'll give it to you. Not 200 centimeters. Not a bad guess. If you get within 10 centimeters, I'll give you this one. What is the highest a pancake was ever tossed? Go ahead, caller.
9.47.
How much?
9.47.
Not 9.47. Not 9.47. Would that be a high toss? Centimeters? What is the highest pancake toss in centimeters? If you get within 10, I'll give you the answer here. 740-751-4038. If you get within 10 centimeters, I'll give you the answer here, the question. What's the highest a pancake was ever tossed? 56 minutes past the hour. Now we have to think. How impressive are people? How far can they toss a pancake? I wonder if Glenn's in the studio. Glenn will have to sit in the driver's seat this morning. Now, hopefully, I'll be able to hear him through the microphone. We'll see how that works. All right here. What's the highest a pancake was ever tossed? Does anybody know? In centimeters. If you get within 10, I'll give it to you. 740-751-4038. Any more guesses this morning? We've got quite a few people entered into the competition. Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith, Brenda Tackett, Janet, Trish. Five pairs of tickets will be given away tomorrow morning at 9:55 a.m. in a drawing to be picked up Friday morning at 10 a.m. right after the pastor's show at the studio, or Adam will deliver them. Go ahead, caller.
102.4.
Not 102.4. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
900.
Not 900. Go ahead, caller.
315.
Not 315, but you're getting close. Not 315. but you're getting very close, and if you're in 10, within 10 centimeters, I'll give it to you. So that's getting close. What's the highest a pancake was ever tossed in centimeters? 58 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. I guess Glenn's not in the studio. If he sits down behind the main console there and turns up mic 1, we'll see if I can hear him.
Can you hear me?
I can hear. Well, hey, this might work.
All right.
We'll have to do this remotely, but it'll be good.
I'm saying 3,500.
Oh, Glenn. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
320?
Yes, you are. You're within 10. It's 329 centimeters. What's your name?
Roger.
Oh, it's Roger again. Okay, Roger, you're in. Thanks, Roger. All right, Glenn. Well, I'm going to stay with you here then, and we'll come back in about 15 minutes, I guess.
Okay, that's not a very high toss for a pancake, but okay.
can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just perfectly.
All right. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Glenn and I will solve the world's problems in about 15 minutes. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears.